Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WORD.com. We are joined on the phone this afternoon by Catherine Templeton, a GOP candidate for the gubernatorial mansion, who is you're down in the low country today, Miss Templeton?
I am. My children have a dance recital tonight, so I'm off to that as soon as we get off the phone.
What are they doing tonight?
Well, the sixth graders are trying to learn how to politely dance with each other, which is, it's really a thing to behold, truly. I would put it on Facebook Live if it wouldn't be, you know, completely inappropriate so that you could all enjoy it, but we won't do that to the children. Yes.
In an effort to protect the innocent and perhaps the guilty as well.
That's right.
It was nice to have you here in the Upstate this week. You were over at the First Monday Club in Greenville this week and unveiling your positions on various issues in the 2018 campaign. One thing that immediately came to mind when I knew we were going to speak today, I know that there was a battle over unionization with Boeing down in North Charleston. Of course, the aircraft unions were really upset that South Carolina received that big plant down there, and they attempted to unionize the employees a while back. That effort was able to be defeated. Now I see they're going to come back again and this time target a smaller unit to try and, again, get their foot in the door for unionization there.
That's right. That's sort of the standard playbook for unions. And we can go ahead and count on that the union is going to come back, the machinists or any other union is going to come back and come back and come back to the Boeing plant and try to get their foot in the door, because if they don't unionize here, then they can't, you know, they can't strike in Washington State and make it matter.
Right.
You know, we're the leverage against the unions. And, you know, I tell you, it was fun. I mean, the reason Governor Haley asked me to, you know, pull me out of the private sector to work for the state is because I have a long history of actually beating unions,
mm-hmm.
not just fighting them. And, you know, as a result of that fight, there are at least 7,500 jobs for South Carolina families now in South Carolina because we fought so hard. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but just in this last few months, the Teamsters Union, another incredibly aggressive union,
right,
has been allowed to organize on the port of Charleston, and in such a way, in the trucking drayage, in such a way that on a whim they have the ability to stop commerce and shut us down for business in the state. And, you know, you're sitting in Greenville today. This is not a Charleston problem. This
right.
is a statewide problem.
Sure.
You know, one in eight jobs, 7-point-something jobs in the upstate is affected by that very thing. And that's why we have to have a governor in Columbia who actually will fight for our jobs. You know, we didn't hear a whimper from Columbia while this happened with the Teamsters. And I'm not sure how much the governor is involved in this particular drive in Boeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, one of the people at the state paper said they've turned me into a verb. They said, you know, you Catherine Templeton, the governor's office used to say, go templify it, but the paper wasn't being polite when they tried.
Right.
And they said, you know, what would the governor have done? I mean, you're talking about that there's nothing that the governor doesn't have the authority. Well, we didn't have Governor Haley and I have exactly the same not authority when we beat the union.
Yeah, so what's the difference between then and now?
Yeah, it's the person and the leadership.
Right. Now, we're talking with Catherine Templeton, who's one of the GOP candidates for the governorship. You have taken some heat, Ms. Templeton, for being a protector of history, for vigorously supporting legislation protecting South Carolina's historical monuments from being torn down. I saw the other day in, I believe it was Charlottesville, Virginia, A district court there has now ruled that a number of Confederate monuments, and as you might imagine, the Shenandoah Valley was a big part of all the conflicts in the war between the states, that they must now uncover a number of the monuments to Confederate heroes that previously the leftist had demanded be covered up. So that's encouraging.
Well, you know, I mean, it is short-sighted, to say the least, to sanitize our history for the sake of political correctness. I mean, you know, I've been painted, of course, by the left liberals as being, you know, all kinds of horrible things. I mean, in fact, I woke up Sunday morning to I got a text from somebody that Al Sharpton was condemning me on MSNBC, and I thought, I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm pretty sure we don't care what Al Sharpton wants us to do. But the point is that we start from where we are now, and to ignore how we got here is very irresponsible. But my campaign, the state, we're about the future, not the past. And it's really something for the left to hit me. In fact, the National Democrats have already crossed the Rubicon. They're not waiting to see who wins the Republican primary in June. They've already decided that I'm the threat. And the Democratic National Governors Association sent out some horrible statements, you know, to try to hit me. But I really feel like if Al Sharpton is condemning me on Sunday and Jim DeMint is commending me on Monday, that I'm on the right side of the conservative revolution.
Yeah, you probably are doing something right. I'm sure that the Reverend Al was questioned there. Was that on BSNBC where that happened? I'm sure that Reverend Al was questioned about whether or not he'd paid his bill with the IRS to this point also.
Yes.
You mentioned Jim DeMint. This was a nice lick that you came out in support as a Making South Carolina Signatory, the Convention of States movement, which is something we've talked a great deal about on this show over the past couple of months. What prompted you to do that?
Well, can we all agree that the federal government isn't going to fix itself?
Well, that would be a yes.
Yes. I mean, the fox is guarding the hen house, so there are no term limits. There's no balanced budget. There's no limit on taxes. You know, they even exempt themselves, the Congress, from some of the laws that they put on us. And so, fortunately, our founding fathers didn't intend for the government to have its hands in everything, from our pockets to our homes, so they gave us Article 5. And, you know, it gave the people of the United States the ability. One state, one vote, so we don't have to worry about California taking over.
Right.
And it gave us the ability to, you know, to take back our government or get it out of the way. I mean, in fact, you know, I tell you, this is I'm not sure how long we've been on the phone or how long we've been on radio, about 7 minutes. So just the time that you and I have been talking, we've lost about 12 million dollars, and we've gone into debt, 12 million more dollars, just while people have been sitting in traffic in South Carolina.
Well, at least it's being wisely spent, though, huh?
No, I think I'm on the wrong show. Wait,
yeah,
what?
Exactly. I know that you are in favor of constitutional carry. The only reason that I have a CWP, quite frankly, as I've mentioned on the program in the past, Catherine, is that being in a high-profile position, if I were ever in a situation where I needed to defend my life or that of my family or anyone else by using a firearm, I would be a pretty big target. And so if I were not to have a CWP, I might be more vulnerable. But I perfectly agree that the Second Amendment is essentially a CWP.
Well, and the reason I have mine is because when I fired a bunch of entrenched bureaucrats the first couple, 3 months that I was working for the state, working for Governor Haley, SLED came and did a threat assessment and said, you need to carry a gun. There are a number of things you need to do. One of them is come get your concealed weapons permit. And I'm happy to have it because it's the law. However, I would prefer not to pay a fee for what is my constitutional right,
sure,
you know, to the government. But I still carry it today. I mean, you've heard me say it because I'm not finished doing the right thing. So I support constitutional carry. Mainly, we already have open long gun carry in South Carolina.
Right.
You know, so why do we have to conceal carry a pistol?
Yeah, it's a fair question.
Yeah.
The discussion is ongoing. Of course, the school walkouts are scheduled in a number of areas across the country, including South Carolina next week.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had an opportunity to think through a position on what you think needs to be done to give some resolution to preventing or doing everything we can to prevent these shootings in schools?
You know, I have, and there's not one poison pill or one thing you can do. I'd like for the teachers to be able to teach.
Mm-hmm.
However, any teacher that wants to be trained to the highest levels and carry to protect herself and her students or himself and his students, I'm okay with that. But that's not the end-all be-all. It has to also be law enforcement resource officers. We have a mental health issue. We have no support for mental health in
right.
South Carolina. There are things we can do with our school infrastructure, but we have to look at, how best to implement that. So there's a lot that needs to be done, and it's not a divisive. It shouldn't be a divisive issue. It shouldn't be a political issue. It should be a maternal issue, a parental issue, a protection of our children. I think that a lot of people are on the same page. Some people, get upset about saying arm the teachers.
Right.
But it's interesting, if you look across the country, there are teachers who want to be armed.
Sure. And there are many veterans that have gone into the teaching profession as well who might be completely qualified in that regard.
But I think that's the most important part, what you just said. They have to be trained and qualified, and they have to want to.
Right.
It's a backup. It is not the answer.
If you would like to learn more about Catherine Templeton's platform, what is your website?
CatherineTempleton.com.
That's simple enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.